So welcome to all. This is the first edition of the Poetry, Passion, and Pleasure podcast ever recorded outdoors. So I'm very excited. And I have a very special poem for us today by the poet William Stafford, one of my favorites, and a theme to go along with the poem. So let's jump right into it. I so appreciate that you are here, and I appreciate being out in the fresh air today for our session. So let's jump right into the poem. It's called An Introduction to Literature. And of course, the title of this edition of the podcast is Your 37th Problem. And I'll bring all this together, but first let's do the poem. An Introduction to Literature by poet William Stafford. Look, look. Look, no one ever promised, look, no one ever promised for sure that we would sing. No one ever promised for sure that we would sing. We have decided to moan in a strange dance that we don't understand till we do it. Till we do it, we have to carry on. Just as in sleep, you have to dream the exact dream to round out your life, the exact dream to round out your life. So we have to live that dream into stories and hold them close at you and hold them close at you, close at the edge we share, close at the edge we share to be right, to be right. We find it an awful thing. We find it an awful thing to meet people, serious or not, who have turned into vacant, affective people, so far lost that they won't believe their own feelings, so far lost they won't believe even in their own feelings enough to follow them out. The authentic is a line from one thing along to the next. The authentic is a line from one thing along to the next. It interests us. Strangely, it relates to what works, but is not quite the same. It never swerves for revenge. It never swerves for revenge or profit or fame. It holds together something more than the world, more than the world. This line, and you and we are your wavery efforts at following it. Are you coming? Good. Are you coming? Good. Now it is time. Well, there's so many interesting points I want to make from this poem by William Stafford, An Introduction to Literature. But first of all, let me just say a little story which relates to the title, and I want to kind of bring this together. There was once a story about a man who was seeking to find this incredible guru, this wise person who was like a bodhisattva, incredibly wise person. And it took for years and years and years and years. And finally, the person found the wise man and got an audience. And so the person, the seeker, began, as he was talking to this wise man, began to say, well, this is my problem. This and the family and the income and, you know, just started describing all these different problems about life and money and relationship and all this stuff. And the wise person said, wait, I'm sorry. But you must have misunderstood what I would be able to do for you. I can only help you with your 37th problem. To which the seeker, the asker, said, what do you mean, the 37th problem? And the wise person said, well, the 37th problem is the problem that we believe that we should not have problems. I've always loved that story. Yes, the 37th problem is our belief that we shouldn't have them. Well, of course, we know that living a full life means we're going to have all kinds of challenges. It means that we're going to have all sorts of things that we run into, holes we fall into, all of that. And of course, I'm not trying to make small the significant challenges that we have, the losses, the grieving things, the just incredible challenges that that happen to us in our lives at different times. I'm not belittling that at all. I'm not trying to say it's not important. And having said that, there is this notion that somehow or another, we're going to arrange the world so that we have no more problems, no more challenges. And of course, in our more insightful, more mindful states, we know that that's not the challenge. Now, let's relate it back to the poem. Well, often, if you think about some of the greatest challenges that we have collectively, has to do with the political challenges, the social challenges in so many parts of the world, and in particular, what has been on my radar screen for some time now are these great existential ecological challenges that we have that are not just climate change, but as we know, so many other ecological predicaments and challenges that we have. And so William Stafford, he says in this poem, he starts out, he says, look, no one ever promised for sure that we would sing. We have decided to moan in a strange dance that we don't understand till we do it. We have to carry on. So one of the messages, I think, in this poem is that that is part of our life. And one of the things that occurs to me is that as we work on our challenges, as we work on these, on our personal challenges, on these great collective existential challenges like political issues and like, of course, the ecological issues, which are global, to say the least, I mean, by definition, that we have to also learn about ways to maintain our center, to take rest from time to time, to come back to our optimal zone, as the good folks at the Context Institute and BFN Bright Future Now talk about so skillfully. And we have to be able to take breaks for us to be our most creative, to be effective. We have to be able to do that. The poem goes on in the second stanza again. Just as in sleep, you have to dream the exact dream to round out your life. So we have to live that dream into stories and hold them close at you, close at the edge we share to be right. Again, we have to, this is a collective, these are collective, huge challenges. And at the same time, we will bring the moves that we make, and it's going to take 10,000 right moves. No one solution. These are too big for that. These challenges we have, these predicaments we have, but they're going to be collective. And again, we're going to need to have collective responses. The poet William Stafford says in the third stanza, we find it an awful thing to meet people, serious or not, who have turned into vacant, affective people, so far lost that they won't believe their own feelings enough to follow them out. See, one of the things that's occurred to me, and I know this from the inside, we can get so strident. We can get so ultimately serious that we... it's almost like we forget the beauty of this space while we're trying to save it. It's like we have no time. We're trying to, quote unquote, save it so much that we don't have time to really cherish a redwood tree, which is what is right behind me, or the sky, or the sound of a hawk, or the sound of a crow that I'm hearing right this very minute. And so... if we become vacant, affective people, serious than always serious, then we can become humorless and pretty difficult to be with, particularly for ourselves. So the idea sometimes is, I think of it as become more sincere rather than serious, and have fun periodically. The last two, the rest of the poem is very short. The authentic is a line from one thing along to the next. It interests us. Strangely, it relates to what works, but it is not quite the same. It never swerves for revenge or profit or fame. It holds together something more than the world. More than the world, this line. And we are your wavery efforts at following it. Are you coming? Good. Good. Now it is time. You know, our 37th problem is when we begin to believe that we should not have problems. And in some ways, the very fact that we have these huge existential challenges, I'm not diminishing them. I'm not diminishing the grief that we are going through because of all the destruction in the natural world. I'm not diminishing any of that. But I'm also saying, if we are to be effective, we need to step out of the fray. We need to make sure that our heart is connected to our head, to our intellect, so that we bring the powers of the heart, our hearts and our heads and our intellectual prowess to these challenges. And as I was saying before, that we have ways to step out of the fray, that we have ways to become centered again, that we have ways to come back to our optimal zone. Come back to our optimal zone. And again, I gave a shout out to the good folks at the Context Institute Bright Future Now Network because they have work that is around building our ability to come back to our optimal zone, to our center, the ability to be our most creative, our most effective, our most also our most effective with other human beings, the people we love, our friends and colleagues. And so anyway, again, another shout out to them. Check out their work, Context Institute. It's really good. I'll give a shout out to them as we're talking about all this. So let me just say that if we are able to also remember that we need to bring our most centered self, that we can give ourselves a break, that we can realize that the challenges and problems in a life, both personally and collectively, will always be there, always. And part of it is to begin to step into those in ways that do not burn us out and do not break our hearts so badly that we cannot recover and fall into a kind of deep despair that we can't come back from. So that's a wrap for today. Thank you so much for your listening here. I hope you enjoyed the poem. Check out William Stafford. His work is so delicious. This poem, again, is called An Introduction to Literature. So find it. You can find it and read it again and enjoy it and enjoy all his poems. Okay, so as I always like to say, thank you so very much for your listening ear. I hope it was enjoyable to see a little outdoor space while we did the podcast today. And until next time and next poem and poems, please, please take good care of yourself. And if you can, take good care of someone else. Thank you.